All right, everyone, we know about the conscious, we know about the subconscious or the unconscious, especially in the coaching world. We look into this stuff a lot, but have you ever heard of the super conscious? My guest today, Miranda Marriott, is an intuitive business coach and expert in tapping into the super conscious to create abundance and freedom in your life. She's been through the ringer, she's had some really rough times, and now she's creating tremendous success with her own business and for all of her clients. I really enjoy talking to her about how she balances parenting and business, travel and work, spirituality and strategy, and all the ways that she's implementing that into her day-to-day business and for her clients. Really, really exciting conversation that reminds me that there's sometimes a little more to life than just strategy, ads and marketing. Really, really great to talk to Miranda today. I hope you enjoy this one. Here she is, Miranda Marriott on Coaches to the Moon.
This is Coaches to the Moon, the only podcast you need to skyrocket your coaching business and create true impact on the world. Here's your host, Alex Morris.
Welcome back to the Coaches to the Moon podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very, very honored and blessed and excited to be rejoined by one of my very good friends, Miss Miranda Marriott. She's an intuitive business coach. She runs high-level masterminds, programs, and retreats all around the world. She helps women to create freedom and abundance in their businesses in her own unique ways. She's also someone I've seen had grow to enormous success over the past couple of years, and I'm really excited to touch back in and see how she's done that. So Miranda, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Alex. It's good to be here again.
It is. We did this for the first time well over a year ago.
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of stuff's gone down since then.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Things like that. Little milestone.
I got a light. You've had enormous success in your business and I got a new light. So it's been great. Very good stuff. I always like to touch base at the beginning of these podcasts with the parents because you and I both run businesses primarily from home, and your son is a lot older than my kids, but you started your business or your journey into business back when he was, you know, freshly newborn. As he's, you know, grown up and moved into primary school and different stages of his life, how has your approach to business evolved to make sure that you still get that balance between giving your full energy to both?
Yeah. Well, I was sort of like looking forward into the business sense, into him going to school, because I was like, oh, I'm going to have all this time. And, you know, but it actually hasn't meant a whole lot of extra time, because by the time I, you know, get all my rituals and go to the gym and all things and come back, it's like there's a short window. But it has meant that I've really been able to devote myself to my rituals and to the things that are really important to me energetically to keep me in alignment with my business in the day. And it's just a good window to really focus. And I'm very much like in my business mode when I'm in that space. And then as soon as, like, you know, 3:15 clicks over, I start getting ready to go get him, and then mum, you know, and I'm all his. And it's actually really beautiful to have that consistent time for the business, but also time to really spend with him before he goes to bed and have our little time as well and our adventures. So yeah, no, I've enjoyed it. Before school, like I used to really have blocks of time where, you know, he would be in childcare or he'd be in kinder and I could get work as well. It was probably more big chunks of days. So it wasn't like, it was like 2 full days, you know, instead of it being spread in short bursts. But I used to actually also like not want to do work and not want to do my business stuff. So I'd like want to hang out with him. So I'd just like go and have an adventure day with him, and, you know, we wouldn't go to childcare or whatever. So I actually missed that element where it's like, I don't want to do any work today and I want my little buddy to come play with. But it's good. I feel like there's still a lot of time, and I'm also still taking him on holidays. We're doing lots of adventures together on weekends or just away, you know, for the week and that sort of thing as well. So yeah. It feels like it's a good balance right now.
It looks like it. And that's why I asked from the outside, because I always see you on your stories, like we can't reach you. And then you see a story of you at some trampoline park with Harry, that sort of thing, doing something cool or traveling around. And it just looks like you've really got it dialed in. What are the rituals and things you were talking about that you need to do every day to energetically help you with business?
So I have quite a few that, like, I call a super conscious sort of rituals. that really helped me firstly get in alignment with the vision that I have and the things I'm creating. And it's not just the thing I love about the superconscious and tapping into your higher self and your genius is that before I uncovered this work, which is about 3-4 years ago, I was very much just like my son and my business, and that was my whole life, you know, didn't have many other things. Whereas the superconscious is all about your higher self in all elements of life. So it's my travel, it's my love life, it's my friendships, it's my community, like, you know, everything, all these different elements of my business. Like, so firstly, I do a ritual that really helps me tune into the vision of all the things I'm creating in life and a holistic life, a fulfilling life, you know. And then I have something called a TM meditation, transcendental meditation, that really helps me ground and really helps me build more self-awareness, catch myself and clients a lot deeper. And it again helps my level of fulfillment because you're just in this being state and you're purely in that bliss of being in a moment, which you don't often let yourself do, you know. And that really, I introduced that when lots of stress was going on with my business and my son when he's about 2-3 years old. And it just calmed me so, you know, right down. Like, even though things didn't change externally, I hadn't broken through my business yet, I felt a lot more abundance and peace within myself. So a lot of these rituals are about maintaining my groundedness and my level of satisfaction and fulfillment, no matter what's going on around me. And so then whenever things do get hard or difficult or challenges pop up, like, I'm not taken by them, you know, I can really hold that sense of groundedness. And it's just, yeah, I mean, I use different things. There's a Joe Dispenza meditation I use that helps me really, again, tune into the vision and live it like it's happening now. And amazingly, that ritual I've been doing for 4 years, and I had my first 10K month with it. And now I continue to do it and use it. And like, the amount of people I magnetize to me and my programs I fill up from keeping that energetic work going, you know, even when I'm the last 3-4 weeks of my launch, at the end of my alchemy launch that I just had, there was no physical action I did anymore. There was no strategy that I did. I sort of did all of my actions and I just felt really, okay, now just release and now just trust and do your manifesting, you know. And the people just flowed in just from random. And they got like woken up at 12 at night having a dream of me and like they had to come. Like there was just like these random things, like, you know. So I feel it's like this, I co-create with the universe. So it's not all me having to do all this stuff when I'm surrendering elements of it over as well, you know.
So. Yeah, I do. That's awesome. I really enjoy how you said that even though things don't immediately change externally, it changes the way you're able to deal with it. And then that will change how things change externally, because I suppose that, you know, your superconscious work, which I'd love to dig further into to help people understand it, the most, I suppose, macro top level version of that would be what people see in things like The Secret, you know, Law of Attraction. You sit here, you think about something and it happens. Yeah. You said a few things in there about taking action, about strategy, and just making you into the person who can achieve this stuff. So in terms of the way you run your business and your life, how much do you think you focus on strategy versus inner work, and how do you see them working together to bring you to where you are now?
It's a really great question. I would usually say 80% energy, 20% strategy or something like that, but it's not actually that simple, because every day, and not even just every day, every moment of every day, like, I'm continually tuning in to like what's needed right now and what is needed in the moment. Like, every launch and everything I'm doing is different, you know. And even every launch of Alchemy, the exact same program, I mean, it's not the same, I've edited it and formed it and evolved it, but the core of it's the same. Every launch has gone completely differently. So when I was in Egypt, the last program I just was running, I started it when I was in Egypt. I did nothing on a strategy front. I didn't know speaking about it. I hadn't told anyone I was opening it, nothing. I was just in Egypt doing energy work, going through this pilgrimage of Egypt, doing this sort of own superconscious work. I was letting the energy move through me, and I could talk more about it later. But literally just doing that, I got, I would say, 10 messages from people just being like, I feel I really want to work with you. Like, what have you got coming up? Like, and knowing, even saying they'd seen me do alchemy before, like, I want to do your next alchemy. And got home and opened it officially, did one masterclass and did a strategy for that first week, and 8 women signed up straight away. It's like I was taking 11, 12. The whole thing, I think I only did 10. the whole thing was full, like nearly in the first week, you know, and I did one thing action wise. However, that was that one. And then, you know, I did some more actions after, but then this last one, I did a bunch of masterclasses. I did a bunch of posts. I did a bunch of like a challenge. Like there was a fair bit of actions I was doing because I was feeling called to those things while I was doing my energy work. And then the last 5 weeks of it, I just felt called to like stop the action and just keep doing my manifesting, you know? And so I'm getting guided all the time. Like, and saying that, there's still maybe a person that popped up in my mind of like a nudge to go reach out to them or, you know, like, so it's not like it is 80-20. It's just what is needed, what's required. However, I always will focus on my inner work primarily. And then whenever that's aligned, like I'll take the action, because there was a moment in this last launch where I went back to like putting on more action or giving, like say, okay, Alex, you know, let's put more money on ads or whatever it was, you know, thinking like, oh, I'll just do that, you know, which was my old self would used to do, like try and do all these actions or put more money into stuff to make it work. But it was not until I did my alignment work that it actually started to come, you know, and it doesn't matter how much you're doing and how much money you're throwing at things. If you're in alignment, for me on a spiritual path and for the people who are, like, it doesn't matter, you know, it won't shift it until you shift, you know. So sometimes I fall into like, oh, let's just take a little action or, you know, and I've got to catch myself again and go back to my energy. So energy for me is primary, my frequency, the way I'm feeling, how much in alignment or how blocked I am about a launch, or that's my primary focus. And when that's in alignment, then, you know, the actions really work. Whereas when it's not and I'm in resistance or I'm in doubt or something's on internally, then it doesn't matter how much I do. It's just hard work, you know? Whereas when I'm in alignment, it's like the universe and everything's got my back and it all flows.
Love that. Yeah, that makes sense. So this probably is quite an easy thing for you to figure out now, years into your business, attaining a level of success and abundance. For back when you were younger, yep, and not as financially or spiritually abundant, or experienced, and in those stressful times, did you have the same awareness of when you needed to tap into either side of your business?
No, not at all. Like, I mean, for years and years, I was trying the strategy route, the action route, the courage route. I didn't know about energy really at all. Like, even though these things would happen where I'd feel really good in my life and then my business would grow automatically and then I'd feel really not great and then it would shut down and I was like, hang on, what's going on? Like, there were all these clues and it took me years. Like the universe was like tapping on my shoulder, like, Miranda, listen, stop trying like so hard, stop. And it just took me a long time to figure out that this is like actually real and true, you know, because I came from a background of psychology and like, and masculine energy of like, work it out, push yourself, force yourself. Like, so it took me a long time to get the hint that this was actually real and this worked, you know? And even when I started to, there was still the temptation to fall back on that old way, you know, like even said, you know, even now. So no, it definitely wasn't, but I started out like with basic things and really experimenting, you know, when I didn't know if this is real or if it was just all like, you know, Hogwarts and like made up crap or what is this? I just would experiment. So for instance, this person in my life a few years ago, she was like, a bit of a nemesis. Like she made 100K. In the first few months of her business, like it made these big sales and like, and I had done 4 years of my business. I had not met a 10K month yet. And I was so pissed off. I was like, what? How did you do that? And I was just like, how did you do it? You know, tell me what happened. What's your secret? Like thinking she's going to tell me some strategy that she pulled out. And she's just like told me a bit about energy work. And I was like, what is this? Like, so I read a book and it was just like this intro to energy. And that's when I discovered the Joe Dispenza meditation. I was like, okay, I'm going to scrap my strategy for this month. And I've tried that for 4 years and it's not working. I'm going to go all in and just experiment with this. And I meditated for the month and I literally did no action, you know, because I just wanted to experiment. I wanted to try it. It's like I've experimented with strategy. It's not getting me very far. Let's go for this and see what happens. And I just focused on manifesting a 10K month that month. It was 3.5 years, never done it, right? And then that's just it. I just meditated. I meditated, you know. The last call of that month, I hit the exact number of a $10,000 month, you know, and I'd never done it. And I was like, what is this? So I really threw experiments in the mix and gave things real goes. And it was just like beyond a shadow of a doubt. I couldn't, you know, stop thinking that this was real, like after those sort of experiences. And there were so many of them. But I gave things a go. Like there was one point when I was $20,000 in debt in my bank account. And you may have heard about me telling you this, but it was just the worst I was ever in a financial position. Like this was not just to a debt to a house. It was actually, you know, borrowing off someone and having no money left in my account. And again, done all the strategy, you know, exhausted all of that. And I really went into shifting my feeling of abundance, even though I felt very scarce and very afraid. It looked like I was going to have to lose my house, like move out of the house, and I didn't know where we were going to live. I had so much guilt and shame as a mother to put myself and my son in this position. So I just experimented that month with how can I feel abundant and see the abundance around me, you know, and keep shifting when I'm feeling fearful and scarce back to that. And I just did it for the month. And every moment of the day, I had to do it multiple times a day to keep just pivoting my energy back to where am I thankful? Where's the abundance? Like, look at the fear, look at what I'm afraid of and go back, you know. And I also really spent time building up my self-worth because my self-worth took a big dive at that point because like I had 20 sales calls. Everyone said no. I was not making sales for 4 months. You know, it was a real hit to my level of security and self-worth. So I started to really back myself every day, just do a ritual that just went and rampaged about championing myself, you know. So I did two things like that. And after that month, I had my first 20K month. You know, and it never went back after that. It never went back again because I really focused on the energy work, you know, and I really put a lot of energy into that. And it's never gone backwards again, you know. And my whole life, 33 years before that, I was up and down with money all the time, always had issues with it, always struggled with it, you know. And abundance wise, it's never gone backwards. It just keeps building and growing because I know the pivotal nature of the energy world, you know, in my internal world. But taking action alongside of that aligned action.
Yeah, that's something that I think a lot of early to the game business people / coaches, ambitious people can forget about is using both of these together.
Yeah.
Sure. And there's definitely time and a place to do the meditation and the manifestation and stuff like that. And you know, I don't talk about it much, but that is something that I implemented a lot maybe a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, when we had brand new babies and I was trying to do a business and everything and my head's all over the place. And that grounded me and focused me. And this coach I had at the time was like, dude, here's some just simple things like affirmations and just like little still visualizations and breathing, like 10 minutes a day. And that brought me back. And then from there, it's always a strategy thing, but that was a massive pivotal thing for me.
Yeah.
When I wasn't really changing strategy that much, it was just changing who I was at the time, which is great. So you've thrown around the word super conscious a couple of times. I'm sure people are aware of the conscious and the subconscious, especially people who have maybe looked into NLP, that sort of thing. Super conscious is a word that you and a bunch of people I know are talking about and working with. Can you just give us the big picture, what does it mean to work with the superconscious and what is it?
Yeah, well, we have a few, you know, layers of consciousness and the main ones that I'll talk about without making it too confusing is there's the unconscious, the conscious and the superconscious. And the superconscious is that, you know, highest element of ourselves, the most intuitive, our most, you know, genius, intelligent, like connect to the divine, like, you know, get those amazing ideas and nudges. And, you know, if you've ever seen the Limitless movie, with Bradley Cooper, that's one of my favorites. It's like that when he takes that pill, that tablet, and he accesses this element of his himself and his full self and his full capacity. We can access to that through the superconscious. We don't need to take a pill for that. So it's like you being on your highest level of performance, highest level of life satisfaction, your truest nature. Like when you're tapped into the superconscious, that's, you know, you're creating the goal within yourself and within your life, you know. And we all know times when we've just had this intuitive nudge to do something. And I never was that connected to my intuition. I didn't even know how to do it. But you still have those moments where you just followed a little nudge or something and it led to something amazing, right? So that's the superconscious. Then we have our conscious mind, our will, us trying to force ourselves, do the discipline, the hard work, like to change our behavior, to create what we want. And there's that level. And then there's the unconscious, which is, you know, the beliefs we form, the identities we form, all the things from childhood where we start to make up about ourselves and how life's going to be. And basically the core element is wherever your focus is, and not your conscious awareness of your focus, your deep focus, like unconsciously, wherever it is, whether it's in the unconscious or the superconscious, is going to create what you have in your life. And so, you know, for years before I uncovered this work, I would create nightmares. You know, my husband and I broke up when I was 6 months pregnant. You know, that was the worst, biggest fear I ever had. And I created that with him in that experience, you know, and I created debt and I created no money in my business and I created problems with relationships and with family and with friends and, you know, all these things because deep down my focus was in my fears, my unconscious, what I didn't want. Like a lot of energy and a lot of time was spent in that space. And also trying to fix myself, heal myself, which still at the end of the day is a focus on I'm broken, there's something wrong with me, you know, so I just kept creating more problems. It didn't matter. I did 3 years of personal development, spent $200,000 trying to fix myself and it kept bringing me to the same problems, you know. When I uncover the superconscious and just, you know, the pure essence, and there's a lot more to it, but that the basic factor of putting more focus on seeing your unconscious, seeing your fears, acknowledging those things, you know, because you don't want to pretend they're not there, like seeing that, but then putting your energy back into your superconscious, who you truly are, what you really love, the vision is, putting more energy back into that. And like I said, with the money thing, literally through the day, just pivoting my energy from the fear of scarcity I had and what was going to happen and all the worries, pivoting it back to what do I want? You know, what do I want to give to people? Where do I want my life to be? Like continuing through the day to just pivot the focus from one to the other, one to the other. That's the most basic premise of what this work is. There's a lot more to it. It's a lot more incredible, you know, work. But just even using that, pivoting energy is so powerful, you know?
Yeah, love it. So just if you're in a day where all you can see is the emails and the messages and the problems, then to tap into that superconscious, as I understand, we can just start to quickly focus on what we've got, what is good about life. And the superconscious message that I heard from Chris Duncan, who I know you know, Chris, was I'm grateful for what I've got, or I'm grateful for what I have, and now I'm asking for more.
Yeah,
that sort of thing. Just simple stuff like that, right? Is or am I off?
No, that you know, a level of deep gratitude and real gratitude, because we can say I'm grateful, you know, and just do an action, and it's like it's bullshit. You know, we're actually not, and so it's about deeply feeling whatever it is that we're expressing, experiencing as well.
Hey guys, Alex here. We'll be back to the show in just a moment. If you have 10 seconds, please go and give us a like, follow or subscribe on whatever platform or channel you're watching or listening to this episode. If you want more amazing content and want to support us and our guests, thank you so much. Let's get back to the episode.
But yeah, it's a gratitude, and wouldn't it be nice if, and playing the realm of possibility and vision and enjoyment and excitement and what you love, playing in the world of what you love. So it's really, to me, playing in the world of truth of what's happening right now and where you're at right now, what you're feeling right now, seeing that, being aware of that, giving yourself love in that, and then pivoting to what am I super grateful? What do I love? What do I love about me? Who am I really? You know, because we know who we truly are. We're not all of this, and we know who we really are. And where, what do I want life to be? And what, you know, playing in those realms for sure is a big, big part. And it's just really interesting. Like sometimes when we do an affirmation, for instance, we think we're doing that, but it's about where the underlying energy is. It's not about where we think our energy is. Because if I'm saying I am wealthy, and you know, in the moment I was in debt, if I'm like, I am rich and wealthy, like my unconscious, you know, it's like bullshit. You're not, you know, look at me. And so I'm saying that because I'm very afraid of debt. And so then it just is actually, the energy is actually going more into that. So it's really important to see the subtle, like, where is this coming from? Why am I saying this? Like, yeah, that's a real distinction.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, well, we're trying to do as much stuff as possible to, you know, buy from smaller suppliers, like food-wise. So we have, you know, our eggs and our meat and our, you know, even things like wine orders delivered from smaller businesses. So we're just giving less to massive supermarkets, that sort of thing. And, you know where it comes from, smaller farms. It just means that we've got delivery drivers like every day. and they always seem to come during a podcast. Miranda, you travel more than almost anybody I know. About 4 or 5 times a year, you'll just let me know, okay, well, I'm hopping on a plane tomorrow to go here. So my time zones are all messed up. Firstly, why do you invest so much time and I'd imagine money into visiting other countries like Egypt? And also, how have you managed to set up your business to allow you to do that and still move forward?
Well, I mean, I grew up traveling. My dad's a pilot, so, you know, travel was a big part of my life growing up. And I just have felt like I've had such transformative experiences, you know, in different places. And, you know, just being out of your day-to-day and your mundane and where you normally identify yourself and going into a space. And typically, I often go on some retreats, like to be in that space and completely have your world shifted. Like, it's a space for transformation, and this sort of pressure cooker off an environment that can really bring out, you know, deep work that you can't necessarily just do at home or trying to do it over the week at home or whatever. It's just, you know, these in-person overseas like experiences. Even when I've just gone to a temple and sat in Cambodia for 3 days by myself, like in a temple, like the most life-changing experience there from just giving my space, my spaciousness to do that, you know. And it comes back and affects my business and my evolution so much. So it always supports my clients as well, you know. Because again, I believe that my frequencies and my evolution in that is my most powerful possession in my business, you know. So I really value that for my clients too. So yeah, that's why I've like got I call it a download, but you know, just these ideas for this alchemy program that's made me $1 million so far, like, just at the end of a retreat, you know, because I had that spaciousness and I really made my vessel, my body, like, clear to receive that insight. Whereas if I was just working, doing my normal thing, like, I may not have got that, you know, came a day or two after this retreat I was at. As I just explained, like, in Egypt, my whole program was full just from me, like, being there in that environment and the transformation that Egypt, like, I feel like land and the space, you know, particularly spiritual spaces like Egypt and Cambodia, where I was in these temples, and there's certain places and sacred land that actually just has transforming power in and of itself, you know, when you're open to it. So yeah, that's why I go and I value it so much. And how do I do that with my business is I've just created a business because I do value it and I see that it's such an important part of my transformation and thus my client's transformation. I've just created one where it is quite flexible and that just incorporates, you know, that element in it, you know, where I will have a week or two where it's on pause and I just extend the program and they get integration time. They get to learn from my experiences. I share more things in there intimately with them as I'm experiencing it. So they receive the transmission and they can feel the sense of Egypt through me and things as well. So they sort of come on the journey with me. I believe so much in integration in my programs. I believe so much in space for them to have things land and drop as well. So it's just the way I've created my business. And I very much believe that we need to create businesses that are in alignment with us and that are in alignment with our true nature and really work for our life, because why would we have it? You know, the whole point we want to create, you know, we want to have a mission, we want to have impact, but we also want to have a lifestyle that we love, you know. That's why we come into this in the first place. And I know so many people, and for me, the first 3-4 years of my business, like, it wasn't doing that. It was worse than my job. I was working harder and more than I used to in my job. You know, it's like, why am I doing this? I did this for freedom and, you know, travel, adventure, all these other things as well. You know, why? Because I'm not getting that, you know. So it's really important to create a business the way we want it as well and love to sustain our ability to stay there.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, just to have that end result of this is what I want. Yeah, my mind is always going to be about sustaining the time with the girls and the family and, you know, be able to clock off at a certain time, go to the park, start work about 10 a.m. Whereas I know a lot of people that we know would be much more into just how much can we make? And that's their thing and that's cool. So it definitely takes a level of experience of what you don't want to figure out what you do. And you know, everyone who started that business, they've gone and started working 80 hours a week for no paycheck as opposed to 38 hours a week for stable money.
Yeah. What am I doing this for? Yeah, and, you know, the people who come to me, like, want to have a business like that and they want to create something that's really fulfilling and gives them more time for their life and other things as well. You know, they don't want to just be a slave to the business. So, yeah, it's important.
Yeah, 100%. I love that stuff about travel. Your dad's a pilot. That's cool. My dad was a travel agent. So we also traveled a lot as kids for work, which was what he said. You're now moving into running more retreats in your business. I know you ran one last year. You've got big plans for some international ones this year coming up. I'd love to know from you, as someone who's attended a lot of retreats, done a lot of individual travel, and now is running retreats, what do you believe are the elements you need to create an amazing experience for your guests at a retreat?
I feel like definitely, well, I mean, from my experiences and when I've gone, there is a real theme as to what the purpose is. So for me, like in the way I do my work, like there's elements where we focus on the superconscious, on unlocking that, you know, consciousness level of your manifesting power. And then there's an element where we look at your soul and look at how do we shift the things internally within you, and that will use your energy and emotions to, yeah, again, remove blocks and support you in manifesting as well, you know. And then we look at something I call the soma, which is more the physical, practical. How do we work with money? How do we work with our business? How do we work with health? You know, all these things that are really physical, practical, in the real now, you know, that also land these things, you know. So for me, when I've gone on retreats, and what I'm creating too, is like real themes as to what we're doing and diving into that deeply. If it's really a bit of a hickety-pickety mess, or, you know, there's no real specific purpose and end result we're creating, like I think that can, you know, be a big issue. And so like having that element in there in retreats is great. Having a lot of time for, what I love about retreats is that versus online, is that you can go so much deeper in the practices, and I can really let my clients know all like the encompassing work around what I'm trying to teach them. Whereas online, and it's great for ease, but there is a limit to how much I can fully express a practical movement piece that they might need to learn to embody to move emotion when I'm not physically in the room with them. You know, it's a completely different. I had clients in my last retreat who've been with me for years, 2-3 years, and they came to the retreat as well. And I taught them some things that they knew, but they hadn't experienced physically with me. And it was a completely different evolution that they had, you know. So that's a really powerful element, I think, as well. And again, having integration and spaciousness to nourish yourself, to look after your body, to have space for letting these things land. Because if it's back to back to back and too many things at once, we can't commute it. We can't let it really be and land within us. So that's something I think really vital and important as well. And the level of support, not just from me, but, you know, when I have retreats or I've been in ones that are really great, it's like having extra support there for specific things, like even physical massages or body experiences and things that people need, you know, an emotional other person to be there to support the group, and even a spiritual one or something that can talk about energies, and, you know, just having different levels of support as well beyond just me. Too is a big one.
Yeah, I think that makes heaps of sense. It's something that I've been to a bunch, and the sort of holistic theme is really, really good. I didn't really think about it like that, but when I look back, the best ones I've been on, especially earlier on in my coaching business, someone we both know, Ryan Magic, he took us on retreats, and while he's trying to break us out of our little boxes in our business, he's also doing the same thing with the physical activities. And I didn't really realize that he's getting us, like, you know, snorkeling at night, that sort of thing, and doing jumping off high diving boards into the ocean, like scary shit that is just a metaphor for what we need to be in business. Yeah. And for yourself, that holistic care, the massages, the super healthy food, the time to integrate, that's so reflective of what you do in your business and for where they're at. That's really, really cool. What are some of the, I know, not sure how much you can talk about, what are some of the plans you've got coming up for the next year?
So I've got a beautiful, incredible, I'm going to say a program. It's an immersion. I can't even express in words like what it is, but it's called The Pilgrimage, and we are going to be doing a year-long journey. And it's basically the most all-encompassing work of mastery of the superconscious, the soul, and the soma, like these three elements that I've found to be really vital to weave in together. Because like we were saying before, some people take a bunch of action and they're really into this world, but then they're not really into the energy world. And then there's others who are all energy, all meditating, and then they don't actually do anything with it. And so it's really the marriage and the, you know, the duality of all of that. We're going to go to three locations around the world that are going to really support anchoring this energy in, you know. And then we're going to also have like monthly trainings that are going to incorporate it. They get access to me, you know, one-to-one with Messenger. And also we have sessions as well included in it. And so it's like a real deep dive. It's basically, I'm just going to be sharing every single piece I've uncovered over the last 7 years in my business and in my life and on my spiritual journey, you know, to really impart, you know, every piece of this mastery level of what I want to teach. So that's called The Pilgrimage, and I'm super excited about that. We're going to be starting that in the next few months, or beginning to open it next month, you know, and yeah, that's exciting. And then, yeah, I have Alchemy, which is my 6-month mastermind as well. And that is something that's going to, it just keeps opening and, opening at different points. And that again is a real deep dive into those energies. But it is more in an online environment and it's more consistent, like check-ins over time and more for women sort of starting out or building the business, but they want to create more freedom and ease. The Pilgrimage is for the people who are already built the business and they want to bring more spirituality, magic, manifestation power into their level of abundance. And they want to create more freedom and fulfillment and mastery, you know, in this work. So yeah, they're the two main ones. And I'm going to have different level events and things popping up through the years as well. But yeah, they're the two biggies.
I love watching you use the, you know, you've got your middle, your main sort of flagship program, Alchemy Mastermind, that's helping you move the business forwards and, you know, create more wealth. And then you're using that to create this really nice ascension model from your free challenges and masterclasses to your sort of 2-day events, which are really entry level. And then you've got your Alchemy and then the Pilgrimage. It's really cool that as you're moving forwards, you're making all these different options. But what I think is important is that you didn't do that at the beginning of the business, which is what you focused on, just doing one program and filling that up. Whereas I think, I'm sure you see a lot of coaches just try and do too many things and chase too many rabbits at once, and therefore they don't catch anything.
Overwhelmed.
I think that's the case.
Lack of focus can, you know, be a big issue in a lot of business. And something that I think is a real superpower of what has built my business is the level of focus and grit that I have when I am launching something. I'm very laser beam on just that thing, you know, and it is the way I work with my energy. It doesn't necessarily mean that that's how everyone likes to work, but I am very much like, I will launch something and finish it to completion. And then I will, you know, and even with the Pilgrimage, I'd energetically started to tune into it, and it's been coming for a while, but it was literally like the day after I finished the launch of Alchemy when I actually started to birth it officially, you know. And I was trying to do it before, but it's just like, for me, I just want to complete it and then start the next, you know. So that has been really powerful for me to just, I think, completion and following through, even if it doesn't work the way we want, but just actually, you know, some launches I've been in the middle and it looks like, even the last 2-day event one at the start of the year I ran, it looked like it wasn't going to be even more than 10 women joining me, you know, and I was desiring like 20 or more. And a week and a half before, I mean, even 3 weeks before it, I was like, oh, do I run this? Like, you know, my energy wasn't fully there. I was in a holiday and all these other things. And it's like, no, I've started this. I'm completing it. And I'm following through. And then that last week and a half, because I really just put that energy into it and I did the energy work that I had slacked off a bit when I was on my holiday with, it went to 27 women, you know, in a week and a half. Like, it just went crazy. So that following through and completing no matter what, right until the end, is so vital. There has been so many times my program has just filled up the last day or two, or even on the day, you know, sometimes 2 people sign up for Alchemy right on the day. And, you know, so yeah, it's a big one. Focus is huge. There are some people who get a lot of energy from changing offers and, you know, restructuring and things as well. But again, I think even if they're doing 2 things at the once, like the following through and focusing until it's complete is really important, you know?
Yeah. Totally, totally. I've been half-ass trying to launch a sort of coaching done with you marketing program for the last like 2 years. We've never had a single client do it. And it's because I just haven't been putting focus on it. And every time we try, it just doesn't work. Or people have signed up and then refunded because it just doesn't have the energy. Yeah. So, yeah, I can completely agree and attest to just doing the one thing right until it's perfect, or, you know, at least proven before you put your attention on anything else. And now I have to say this to clients as well, because I've learned.
Yeah, I mean, creation takes a bit of energy, right? Like, to create a baby, to create an artwork, to create a business, to create a launch, like it takes energy. and we don't have endless amounts of energy for just creation constantly. Like, we, some things need to be in creation mode, other things need to be in maintenance mode, and other things can be in destruction mode. But we can't have 50 things in creation mode. We don't have the energetic capacity to be focusing on that many things. So yeah, it's focus is huge. There are that many times that I haven't had my focus in, you know, my energy hasn't been fully in on something, you know, and it just doesn't work until it is. And then literally 2 weeks of it fully in on laser beam, bang, it just explodes. You know, it's so crazy how it matters.
Whatever it is that makes that work, whether it is super conscious, the divine synchronicity, or just pure coincidence, whatever it is, that I'm really, really happy that you're tapping into it. And you're making it work so well for yourself and the ladies who follow you. It's really interesting digging deeper into it rather than just our back and forth 1 minute voice messages. It's really fun. And yeah, I'm super, super excited to be, just a small part of your journey and just to see what you're doing. I'm really excited for the pilgrimage and what's next for you, Miranda. Thank you so much for sharing your insights with us today.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks for all your questions and yeah, sharing what you've been sharing too. It's been good.
It's fun. It's a fun little podcast just to chat to people about what's going on and go in whatever direction it goes. And we all get some nice videos out of it as well, which is good. I get to make content without actually making content. You're making my content right now, which is what we love. Because you're so good at organic content, by the way. You're so consistent. For anyone who's thinking that Miranda just kind of meditates and just doesn't actually do any strategy, you are so consistent posting really valuable long posts online, running free events, running free masterclasses, public ones and private ones. Your email list gets so much value. I've really got to compliment you on how well you do that stuff.
I often feel like it's because it's often so intuitive, like it's not necessarily super consistent, but yeah, I have been working on that consistency. And that's, again, the thing of like being in my feminine and flowing, but then also like being consistent and having those elements of the strength of the masculine as well. So yeah, it's important.
Absolutely smash it. People should absolutely be following you, and we will put all the links that we need to do that in and around this episode, wherever they watch it. So yeah, Miranda, thank you so much once again. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you. Thanks, Alex.
Hey guys, thank you so much for making it to the end of this episode. It means so much to us that you're listening to this content. If you enjoyed the episode, then please go to the show notes, the links in the description, to follow our guests on their socials. Check out our pages for clips from this podcast and many more with the world's best coaches. And you can even subscribe to our mailing list where you'll get free marketing resources into your inbox every single week, know where the newest podcasts are out, and we'll help you with any free or special offers we've got. Thank you so much for doing that, guys. Love you to bits. See you next week. Peace out.
Coaches to the Moon will be back next week. Until then, reach us on Facebook at To The Moon Digital Marketing.